The 5th of February, 2018, from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, in the United States of America on God's good, great planet Earth. Thank you for coming to my website on this 5th day of February, almost February the 8th, when I'll be another year older. But until then,
wake up to the light. It's time to do what's right before the darkness falls and we're no more. Time for dreams has passed and we're so far away from truth.
Man, I really pray that this theme from Eric Reed will go with you for the rest of your lives. For the rest of my life, I'm telling you. Love. Listen, I just wanted to come up early and give you a little information. I'm going into the hospital this morning. It's up early in the studio, and I had to shave and make sure that I look good. I don't like going to the hospital looking shabby. Thank you for coming to the website for these days, these months, these years. This isn't a swan song. This is a real talk from the heart. I love this music. Thank you, Eric. I really appreciate it. You know, when you're going in for, and this isn't a minor thing, it's what I told you about it a couple of days ago. Just want to say this. First of all, my team won. I'm so happy for the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't know what to do. What a fantastic ball game that was. And I was most happy to see it. That was one of the best Super Bowl games that I've ever seen. And as you see on the website, a picture of my two daughters were by yesterday, and that's cool. They'll both be escorting me to the hospital this morning very early. And I have some news to share with you. My radio co-host, Bob Klink, he is alive and well, but his dear mom passed away on Saturday. And so you want to keep Bob, my co-host, in your prayers. He's working on those funeral arrangements. I spoke with Bob quite a bit yesterday. He's doing well, and I'm going to get by. Well, I have plans. Lord willing is what we Christians say. We real Christians, because you know what? This is a good time for me to share this idea with you. We always find ourselves saying, the Lord willing. If the Lord wills, I'll get up off that table. If he doesn't will, I won't get up off that table. There was something, I was looking for Harcourt, and Harcourt is with one of the boys in their room, because I don't want the dog looking around saying, what happened to John? And one of the things that the boy said to me, he said, come home. And I said, well, I plan to. It tickles me. But I want to say this, and I think that it's the proper time to say it, and this is the proper format to say it. The death comes to all of us. Death is coming to all of us. As we get older in this life, our bodies are going to slow down. Our bodies are going to slow down. Something's going to invade it. Whether it's a cancerous disease, some kind of diabetic intrusion or something like that, there's going to be something that's going to attack the infrastructure on the inside. In my case, it's the arteries. They're falling apart. And I laugh about it because I'm human. And I was thinking about the last time I really spoke with Bob's mom. We had attended a game at the Rose Bowl. And I rode with them, and it was just a wonderful time that we spent together and the wonderful time that I spent speaking with her. Just a woman with a lovely spirit. And it was just a joy knowing her. And I hope that some of you are gaining some insight. Hard to forget. You know what? I want you to listen to that, to the February 3rd. If you haven't listened to that, hard to forget is me responding to a YouTube clip that I saw. That was ridiculous. Wherever I go, I take God with me. That's what I do. I'll be under a light anesthesia. Bob said I'm not going to remember anything. I had forgotten the last one that I had. I've had this procedure before, and the second time. And it is going to be quite interesting to see the way my body and everything reacts or responds. But I am just elated to be able to go and get this procedure taken care of so I could at least ride my bike again and walk down to the end of the block and walk Harcourt, because I haven't been able to walk him like a master would do his dog. And Harcourt loves to walk down to the end of the block and sniff every pathway he comes in contact with. But anyhow, remember me and in your prayers. And I'm going to take an interesting book with me. I'm not going to give you the name of it. I'm going to be reading it. It's one that I picked up from an apologist that died a number of years ago, Hank Ketchum. Not Hank Ketchum. What was his name? I think his name was Hank. Yeah. He was an apologist. He passed away. His wife asked myself and Gray Qualls to come by and get some of the books. And I found an interesting book in the library, and I'm going to just scan through it while I rest up those few hours in the hospital. But God bless you. Hope to have a nice webcast for you tomorrow or the day after. And if you don't hear from me, you know where I am. I've gone on to the other world. What a wonderful, exciting thing to think about that. Exciting. Whenever I go to the hospital and I go under the gas, as they say, that's always exciting. To know that everybody passes away and this may be my time. How exciting that is. But if Yahweh has more for me to say and do, I'll be here. God bless you. Thank you for coming to the website. I'm not going to hold you up. I'm going to just drink some water and take my meds and wait on my daughters to arrive. God bless you.